So, where did you live when you were young?
Well, from all around Collie, but we lived at a place called Durinellum, which is at the back of Darkin there. Darkin too. They Darkin. On the reserve there, a big reserve there, Darkin. Durinellum was where my father worked on the railways.
What did he do on the railways?
He's a fettler, your dad. And the big Mobbinong was there, Durinellum. Also worked on the farm where not far from where he was born. With couches. We also lived there on a farm there.
What was that farm called?
Don't know now. But always we all know his old boss Neil Coucher. That was his farm. And he moved to Esperance, he died poor old fella. But him and Dad were best mates, friends. Like they were the same age. And then from there we moved to Bowling, just out of Collie again. They closed the gang down in Durinellum, and then they moved to Bowling, and then
And they moved the gang to Bowling.
Bowling, yeah. And then we stayed there for a while. I don't know how long. We were all still kids there. Simon was a baby, I think. It was good fun too. There was bush, because all in the bush. We all lived in the bush. And then we ended up coming to Collie and lived. That's where we are now. But I was lucky, I suppose, because when I was young, I used to stop with older fellas too, like my grannies. I used to stop with Granny Corbett and Granny Jane out in the bush. They had a big tent. You stop with them tall kids and Nana Beat out at Queen Downing there. Gee, the house belonged to my Pop Simon. And then when he passed away, she stayed there and I used to go stop with her. So I stayed in the bush there a lot on the farms with the older grannies and that. They helped rear me. My grandmother Bella. She's an old woman, she passed away. But yeah. Yeah, and grew up in Collie then. That's where I went to school and that, or Darkin too. But Collie's the main place.
So, do you want to tell me, maybe pick one or two of those places, or all of them if you want, and just tell me what it was like, what your house was like, or your camp was like, whether it was in the bush or.
Well, I think we could include all of them because they're all close near you. The old railway houses, like big verandas on them, and you'd always have the family next to you, all around you. So you grew up with all your, like I said, your grannies, your aunties. Aunty Betty, she was always with us, because she's in the mission to start off with. But then she came out, she helped look after us too. She's still alive and she lived in Perth, but we love her.
What's her other name?
Her real name, Elizabeth McFadden, but she was Betty Northover. And she used to stop with us there, rear us up. And then had our Uncle Raymond with us, he'd been with us for years too. But the houses were, they were old weatherboard houses, but they was homely. They were lovely old place, fireplaces and that. We always had veggie gardens, and Dad used to always kill his own meat as well. And
what kind of meat would that be?
a lot of it was bush tucker, emu, kangaroo and that, carter. And sheep, we always, that's what I say, on the farm, we used to go study, we used to work at our farm. Sheep there, or whole couches. But, and then book up at the shop there, Thompson Stores at Durinella. And then eventually, when coming, like I said, then Dad retired after a while, many years, and they got a big brick and tile house. But when we stayed at Granny Nana Beat there in Quindowning, old Vernon and Dan Coucher, those funny old fellows, them boys. It was old, like asbestos house, with tin house with old, really rusty tin, old toilet at the back. Even if you're scared of the toilet, because when we were kids, it was like a long way. And when we got old, we went back there to that same place looking, it was only just here. We used to hold a tilly lantern, no torch. Tilly lantern looking for the path is. And then the old Granny Corbett, Papa Corbett, Kelly, that's my grandmother's first cousin, Annabella. They used to take me out in the bush with them. I used to stay with them in a tent. old canvas tent. That was poison picking then.
That was?
Poison picking, sucker bashing, out there at Quindanning and Warrington. We used to go to stop with them. I was a little kid there. I still remember it. We used to go into Williams for the stores and that, and he used to carry me on his shoulders, old boy. Come on, Popeye. Yawn. Good old Nungo there was. And very proud old Nungo too. And that old Granny Harry Kelly lived here in Collie too. He never wear shoes, that old man. He used to walk barefoot. Hard old fellas there was. But they were good old Nungas.